once again we've had it dropped on us with 2 days' notice that they intend to get rid of it. I don't think the promise of a newfangled satellite in any way fills the gap. It's clearly a step backwards, and, you know, in a day when we're talking about developing the north and everything like this, we're actually losing facilities rather than gaining them. I mean, the Bureau will have to forgive me if there's an amount of scepticism. We fell for the Brave New World when they told us how good the NBN was, and now we're losing, you know, we've hardly got a service there. As we said to the Bureau 2 years ago, people in the district rely on getting a radar image. That instant and the ability to see where the rain is and has been over the recent past is the most valuable thing that the Met Bureau does for the people of the Barkly and the Tennant Creek region and everywhere else. So it just astounds me that they're getting rid of a service we want and promising us more detailed 7-day forecasts. You know, I just cannot see where the priorities for funding in the Bureau of Meteorology go to long-term climate change, fixing up old data, making more detailed 7-day forecasts that change by the day as they get closer, but they take away radar, which is the one thing that everybody values.
If it is a step backwards, do you think the lack of consultation was in fact a sneak attack?
Only the Bureau could tell you. I mean, the poor beggars at the Bureau, maybe they're busy. I don't know. But, I would have thought something as significant as decommissioning the Tennant Creek radar when we went to war over it as a community 2 years ago, I would have thought that it might have warranted something better than 2 or 3 days to try and get it through on us.